and trying to figure out what exactly you're wanting your layout to look like. It's great to look at something that's already been established, especially if you're wanting it to capture the look and feel of it. So if you're wanting to do, let's say, something for that's traveler-esque, maybe beyond just the inspiration, something along the lines of the Journal of Travelers Aid Society, just taking some time looking at through this will give you an idea of how what sort of precepts to follow to get the same sort of feel. Now remember, there's some inconsistencies. Also, if you look at earlier versions, they do some things that just aren't quite great as far as layout goes. So, but also when you're doing this, and especially a lot of these works, just make sure you want to capture what exact the things that they are doing and be mindful, but you don't want to be copying everything to a T. Otherwise, you will be copying trade dress, and that can, and for some companies, will be a problem. So first of all, get a ruler. Look at this. the width of this is 5 3/4 by 8 3/4. So, well, yes, 8 3/4. So what you're seeing right now is this is not a standard 8.5 by 5.5. So if you were to print this exactly, you'd have to, it would be more expensive because you would have to be, you'd be buying a larger sheet of paper and they'd just be cutting off the extras. So, which is possible. I mean, it is a option if you ever want the exact size, just be aware that the cost can go up significantly between just using the standard 8.5 by 11. Also, we have 48 pages. So this is a maximum for staple bound, perfect bound, saddle stitched, not perfect bound, saddle stitched work. Beginning, they have their table of contents, and they also have all their copyright info and subscription info. These pages here are not very consistent. So from the management, have no idea, they decide to go with something vertical, very unusual compared to way everything else is. Just detected in Travelers News Service. They did not keep a consistent format for those. I'm not sure the decision for that. But if you look at the rest of it though, for articles, half page, graphic, top, half page, notice the blue. Half page graphic, that's kind of an odd size advertisement. So this article is different. Half size graphic, or half page graphic. So each one of these has, most of these have a, half page graphic with a top, but some have blue, some don't. Very consistent, very odd choice. Not sure why for some and not all. It doesn't, I'm sure there's a good reason for it. There's probably some practical reason, but also notice this one. This one is even different yet. This one is like 2/3. And then the text is down here. So they aren't being very consistent, at least for number 21. But if we look at some of the things that are consistent, margins, the numbering, notice the numbering here. I got the two M dashes or N dashes, probably M dashes, centered with the number, two column layout. It's like about a quarter or about a half inch margin there. We have about a 5/8 margin there. And looks like about a 3/4, a little more than 3/4 of an inch margin there. And an interior, it's like about a half inch. No, is that a half inch? Yeah, a little more than a half inch. So, if you were to perfect bound it, you want your interior margins to be further out because it's kind of pinched here and it doesn't open the same. So, but you can get by with that. So, and if you'd also look at the font, consistent use. Of course, it's the old days typesetting. It was a bit different than using the PCs. Between paragraphs, there's no spaces, but they do indent. Notice the heading, pretty consistent. It's pretty clean. It's pretty clean feel. Everything's feel. I mean, the only thing that's strange is the difference in fonts for the articles. But two column to one column, odd choice. Not sure the reason for that. It's just it appears to be some inconsistencies within it. So whatever you're going to do, you want to be consistent. It's like this one. This one's vertical. Like, there's no reason to different use of typeface to this. Size, it's I think what they're probably reason they probably did this is this is a square image. They needed a rectangular piece to fill, and so they put this in here to basically fill out that rectangle to get the half page. And trying to think of anything notable. But it's a very clean layout. The other thing that's also noticeable is the amber zone is, we got this little amber zone thing just plopped in there. And there's some odd things here. I mean, it's forgivable back in the day. The cost for typesetting was so high, but you know, there's some odd things here. Like, why would you put your here? Why don't you just put it up here? Or you got a bunch of orphans and such. So, but anyway, nice layout. But if you compare that to the first one, what we see is this one is got some cool stuff. Got shooting across the page. Amber zone's a little squiggly. Couple amber zones, so they kept that the same. But then that, like, trade and commerce got the title of the article here at the bottom, or right in the middle, but like three quarters of the way through, cutting through one and a half columns. You know, they didn't have enough space, so they continued on from other pages. Images, like, you know, being, it's not wide enough. But why didn't they just stretch it out a little bit, widen it, and be a little bit taller? But there's just some, they're not consistent here, space here, that serpent class. So this is really what you don't want to do. You want to keep your look consistent. As you can see, 20 by 21, they're actually much cleaner. So anyway, that's Traveler. That's a Traveler, Journal to the Traveler's Aid Society. Next, we got Traveler itself, at least the big black book. Man, love this. So this one is very, very consistent in how they laid it out. But notice now the numbers are on the exterior margins rather than the bottom of the margins. They kept the consistent two column. Same convention. Spacing looks like a little bit bigger between the headings. Use of bold. It's creating a hierarchy, make it easier for the eye to see. Creating a visual hierarchy is important. And but what we'll notice is that all these, let's see. So if you notice on, if it's on, here we go. So if it's on the left, they move the heading over to the left. It's on the right, they move it to the right. So we can take our ruler and just do some quick measurements. So we'll say this is roughly 1.5 inches. It's actually probably less than that. It's probably 1 5/8. Those of you who, the rest of the world that's metric, you're much better off than having to deal with this nonsense. But looking at this margin, let's see. It looks like it's probably about 5/8, maybe a little bit bigger. And this is about 5/8. So anyway, they put all the space up at the top, very clean. But notice, looks like the The descriptions, they use one column, and then the actual article, they use two columns. And the graphics vary, as they should. I mean, just, this is a very nice layout, very clean. Looks like maybe it was, I'm not sure if this is following a baseline grid or not. I'm not the, don't have the eyes that's be able to tell that, but it looks like they may. So they also notice that they use a justified format. I'm not a big fan of, it's hard, I think it's harder to read, but it makes everything look very clean. And you know, they did it, that the spacing between the letters, sometimes when you do the justified, especially if you axe the hyphenation, you can get some janky spacing between your words. So that's something to watch out for. But anyway, this is a good example of Traveler. Very, very, this black book is just a very beautiful, organized, consistent. And they also, actually, it looks like what they've also done is the, at the top, you have the section, publisher, the name of the book, section. Sometimes people put those at the bottom. Sometimes people put them on the side. But it's another thing to look at. Just take time as you go through this, and as you keep flipping through these, and you start getting out the ruler, and you start looking how they do their headings, how they do their margins, you start noticing that certain rules they start to follow. And they keep it consistent. And it doesn't mean that you have to follow these exactly, but you know, you may say, like, friends, maybe you're not doing a travel, but you say, you know what, I really like the space up here to delineate a new section. And I like the use of a line. So you can also use that. You may also say, I like the margins. Doesn't mean that you're going to have to carry through the margins exactly or whatever, but it's a good idea to look at these, take measurements of your gutters, and just to see what they're doing. For things that you like, see what they're doing. Just take the measurements, take the time, and take the time to consider. Star Frontiers. Classic module, very classic module. Justification. Looks like the use of boxes for narrative text, headings, using those, they're actually centering them rather than to the left, numbering on the bottom. Looks like they're using a wider gutter between these two. It's hard to understand the amount of space they use. Sometimes it looks like they're using a little bit more spacing between certain sections, but I don't really like the way they're using these headings. I really don't. There's a lot of things I don't like about what they're doing here. It's not visually clean, that the eyes can see exactly what's going on, especially once they start centering the stuff. And also, you're talking about the hierarchy. It's hard to understand what's going on visually with this. It just is not very clean. But if you're wanting to do something that mimics a Star Frontiers module, you would take a look at this, do the measurements, and look how they're doing it and see what sort of consistency. So they're definitely very consistent in how they're doing the monsters. There's a consistency throughout this whole thing. Well, I shouldn't say that. So now they have a new creature. They have that in a box. So they have this creature, the Kurabanda, in a box. They got the Yorna in a box. So as you can see, what they're doing and how they're doing it. So this is what's confusing. Three is barracks. Four is Star Devil's personal quarters. Anti-aircraft laser mount. That is got the same type of font. They're using the exact same setting as they do for the other. There's no differentiation between what they're doing for typeface and for font here, and then what they're doing for here. And so the eyes, to me, it looks like they forgot to put the four. And so visually, you want this aircraft mount to be part of the barracks, but how they're communicating here is not very clear. Not very clear. And also spacing, this consistent spacing, today's use would not be it's not really considered good, because it's the eyes just trying to understand what the hierarchy is on this page. And when everything's spaced the same, and a lot of the and when you start dealing with your headings, different types of headings being the same, the eye just starts, there's confusion. And especially for those of us who are a little more challenged in that area. And so, anyway, this is how a Star Frontier, but you know what? It's still classic. It still works. And I'll say that, you know, even given its problems, it's still pretty usable. I really don't, you know, there's probably a lot of ways this could be cleaned up, modern editing and such, but as far as layout design goes, it's a very consistent clean sign. But then again, back in the day, they had more limitations, and so, but because they filled in those limitations, it created consistency. Mega Dungeon Monster Manual from Greg Gillespie. I'm doing this because I did the layout, and the reason I want to bring this one up is because Greg had a very definite. He had a consistency to his, and it was there was no changing. And so this would be another one to look at for margins to measure. But he kept all the creatures, except when the artists were being bad and weren't keeping to the boundaries. He kept all the artwork the same ratio, this as close as possible. At least as far as the ones where they were illustrating next to the stat block. So everyone was the same. The spacing between the paragraphs, the same spacing between, even between between the monsters themselves was consistent. And so, which, you know, if we look back, it's very consistent for what was done in the past, and that's what Greg was going for. So he had a definite goal in mind in doing so. But it also is not, it's not, it doesn't necessarily ease on readability. Also, if you notice too, I think it's good to note too, is, you know, it's the size of the font, so larger font size. Which is valid. And so this is also, we used here, it was a Futura, very solid font, and it also has that retro look. Maybe not quite the same as some of these others, but boy, Futura, you can't beat. So it's going through this, consistency, and we maintained it throughout the whole book. And following the monster manual. And so again, whatever choices you make, maybe they're not more modern, maybe there are better sensibilities, but if that's a vision that you're looking for, that's a design decision that is legitimate. Let's look at the Cypher System rule book. This is pretty unusual. They have pretty wide margins that go, for the side, and they put information in there. And so now what we're dealing with is a book that is about 3/16 short of 11. So I guess it's actually about 3/4. We'll say it's 11. Well, it's not quite 11. So 11 minus an eighth. So it's what, 10 and 7 eighths, not really, but we'll call it that. And looks like this is approximately, we'll just,
it's 8 5/8. Not really. So they have a margin here for this picture, which is not quite 3/4. And then we've got a margin here for, we've got 2-inch margin. And so they take this 2-inch margins to, which is, I think, a very good use of space, is to is put like references to other areas, putting extra notes in there, puts pictures in there. For me, you have to use it enough to justify it. But if you do it too much, then you're like, there's no point in having it, because you might as well just make it a 3-column or just something different, because it's so that's kind of, if you're going to do something like that, it's like, if every page was like this, that you'd feel cheated. Like, I'm just paying for blank paper. So having blank space isn't a bad thing, and most of us hate it when it does happen, but it is a valid, but it is a good thing to have, because it does help break up the book, help break things up. And also, I think the variation helps mind remember pages better. But anyway, I thought that was a very unusual, well, not unusual, but it's an interesting use of margin. Notice the, so it's going a little bit smaller than what we looked at with the Greg's book, but also notice the spacing or letting between the lines is a little bit wider. And let's just go back, just for fun. Let's go back. So let's compare this to the Star Frontiers book. So if we look, we see that the font size looks like it's maybe a tad smaller. It's a tad smaller with, it's hard to tell, because different typefaces have different, the sizes just are not really what most people think they are. So, but we'll just say, in general, there's appearance that this is smaller. It may not be, but we'll just say it is a little bit. It also is less thick. It looks like there's more spacing, more leading, or not leading, but letting between the lines. And so if you look at this, this is a very, very easy to read. So the choices, even though it's a smaller font, it is actually easier to read. And it is a... it is an interesting choice, and I think it, if you look at this, it gives it a more, it looks more clean and elegant than this does. Next, let's look at the Fate Core system. It's been out for quite a while. It's a pretty decent, decent book. So this is a, well, let's call it 9 by 6. So it's a 6 by 9, pretty standard. 6 by 9, feels really good in the hand. Kind of flipping through. So it does some things a little bit differently. So as far as the hierarchy, that for the headings, they definitely go with the higher level being, looks like the certain size, all capitals with a decorative line, subheadings, less bolded, no line, and also using standard capitalization for a title. New section, gives a picture, big blank, and also just with the text. So as you can see, this is just a very easy to read, well laid out. I believe Fred Hicks probably did the layout for this. I don't know if it states. Uh, Yeah, in fact, Fred Hicks actually did also the Hero System, Fred 6th edition. So their margins chosen, it's like, right? 1 1/4. 1 inch to the top. Let's make sure. And looks like about 3/4 inch from the bottom, and it's hard to tell. You can get a different ruler for this, for the interior. So like the Cortex, or the Cypher system, they also use, they can use this margin, so it doesn't appear that they're. So they use this margin for callouts to different areas. They use that margin. Looks like they'll sometimes take a box and shift it over into that area. It's kind of an empty space for basically putting more information. So what they also did is the sections are also on the side. So as compared to with Traveler, being at the top, or sometimes people put them at the bottom, it's actually on the side. And as they did the sections, they did a color graphic to denote it. And then as you can see, as you flip through, you can tell by the location which section you're in. And they also put the, so it's also at the bottoms is the book name and also the chapter. And the page number being on the left, and they use a dark graphic with a white font. So yeah, very clean layout. And all you can do is look at the spacing, look at the types of fonts, and it looks, yeah, I can't tell if they're using two fonts or if this is just a different weighted font. And so, it's just a matter of, if you see something like this, it looks very clean. It's just a matter of looking how they indent things, how they bold it, what they bold, where they bold it. Some of these are may not be bolded. Sometimes there's a, somewhere between a regular and a bold. You might have medium or call it different things. Also there should be a consistency in how they capitalize and what they bold. Just take the time and say, if you find a layout that looks great, notice, like, you know, where are the graphics, where are they cut off? Looks like here they're cutting them right off at the margin, or they extend to the edge of the pages. Actually, extend past for the bleed. But just see how they're using the graphics. In here, it seems pretty, not always consistent in exactly how they're doing it. But you know what? That's their choice. I don't know if using a half column when they are only, would it say one column? I'm not sure if I quite like that or not, but it is a choice. It just seems kind of an awkward placement. So there is Fate Core. And last is Edge of the Empire. It's a behemoth of a book. Again, this looks like this is an 8.5 by 11. Yep, 8.5 by 11. If you notice with the larger, when you're dealing with larger books, it seems like it's easier to get by with smaller or with larger margins. And they definitely did so. So the top margin, about 3/4 inch. Outside margin, 1 3/4. And the bottom margin, wow, we're gonna call it, it's right there. It's like, I'm gonna call it 1 1/4. But, you know, with that use of space, if it was just blank, it would, it, you know, so by having white space, it eases up on the eyes. It can be that they figure that the size of column is actually the easiest to read. Again, this one is fully, it's got the justification. This is justified as well. In fact, was the cipher system justified? No. So they did left justification for this. And from what I was told, is it's easier to read when it's not, doesn't have the justification, because that variation helps your eyes to pick up, you know, where it's at. So where it's just where everything's uniform, it's a little bit harder to read. At least what I was told, something that I follow, but it kind of can create its own issues by doing that. So each one kind of has its pros and cons. So anyway, this one is actually, this one's fully justified. And, you know, let's look at the font. Pretty thin looking. Compare it to, let's go back to, we'll compare it to Brie and the Barrows Down. We'll go to Iron Crown Enterprises. Let's see how this kind of compares. So we can look the, I don't know if I can zoom in or not. Yeah, so the fonts are definitely smaller back in the day. They really had to pack a lot in. So when you compare page counts between old material and new, it may not be fair because or an equal comparison because you don't know what sort of font size spacing that's being used. So even the difference between say Brie and Barrow Downs Well, that's interesting. Even within this book itself, there's variation in the font. So not very consistent there, but anyway, it's good to show how things have changed. So definitely much more readable, spacing, size. What they picked is... makes it easy on the eyes. The space makes it easy, makes it look good. They've created these graphic elements. These graphic elements help break up the white space and make a nice aesthetic. So it's kind of cool. Stuff on the sides. You can do the same thing with your stuff. It's just like, you know what? Want to create a little space, throw a few elements in there, a little grunge on the edges. You really can't go wrong. So here they put the name of the book at the bottom. Above it, in a different font, the section, and then the page number with a little Millennium Falcon graphic. So, consistent throughout, consistent on the use of headings. Let's see, is there consistency how they do their titles? So, they also for their sections. See. It's consistent blue. Nope. So even the starting, see how they both these sections. The text block is taking the same amount. It has the same height for the for that as well. And this is a very readable, very nicely. I think it's one of the better ones. Also look how their headings, they use different colors. So they went with full color, and by going full color, they not only use color graphics, but even use of their headings, these different colors, which is what's sensible. See them with the tables. So this really makes the hierarchy fairly easy. So combat turns, maneuvers. Now you can see that accelerate, decelerate, fly, drive, basic maneuvers. All of these, it's easy to see based on this size and color versus this one on your headings that this is subservient to that. And so, you know, very well laid out. can't say I didn't have any problems with it, with the system, but as far as a book goes, it was well done.